Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Make sure you go to KidNation.com and check out all the pictures from our vacation. Our family vacation has been a lot of fun.
Yes.
Real quick, though, White Cheddar wanted to ask a question regarding the lady giving birth at the Pink concert.
Oh,
very
right,
valid
right.
question White Cheddar had. What was that question you had, Cheddar?
I was wondering if she was sitting in section A, B, or C section.
Thank you. Now, come on.
And I thought of that earlier. I just didn't want to interrupt.
Yeah.
So,
right.
Always interrupt.
Yeah.
Now, Cheddar always asking those hard-hitting questions.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that. So yesterday we took a nice little drive to the Florida Keys.
We did.
By the way, there are a total of 7 Hilton properties in the Florida Keys, so you
yes.
can find one that suits you. But we went to the southernmost point of the United States and also the southernmost luxurious hotel in the United States.
Man, ain't that the truth.
We went to the Casa Marina, and boy, were we welcomed in style. I felt like we were a president or something, except we were wearing tank tops and flip-flops. Like, I didn't feel like we were dressed to the occasion.
I know.
But we walked out there, and they told us about the presidents that have been there, the celebrities that have been there,
uh-huh.
the movie stars.
You can feel the history.
The military personnel that have been down there back in the day when there was a conflict with Cuba and how they had missiles lined up. So many cool stories came out of this hotel.
Right.
And they had the best sand sculptor I have ever seen in my freaking life. I think
right.
we put some of those in our stories on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Because this lady built a Kid Nation logo.
Perfect.
With sand. In, I think, like a few hours. It would take me about 3 weeks to build that, and it would not come out looking anything like
no.
that. This looked like it was part of the property. And when you touched it, it was sand.
I thought it was concrete. At first, when I saw yeah. it, I didn't even know it was sand. Yeah.
Yeah, she built. I jokingly asked, hey, how big is your bucket that you had to put the sand in? And she goes, well, I actually.
Don't ask a woman that, JC.
I had to, right? She said she had to build it with 4x4s with wood,
yeah.
and then
uh-huh.
she packed. Put all the sand in there,
right.
put water, stomped it out,
yeah.
and then created her block so that she could build it. Go check out the pictures. They're really cool. And we had dinner on the beach out
so
there.
Nice.
With this dude had a blowtorch on the chicken and on the steak. We had paella. We had drinks. We had a, what was that drink that was made for us?
It was the Ernest Hemingway
yes.
Drink that is a twist because he had diabetes, so he asked them to create a drink that had less sugar or something.
Yeah.
So it had grapefruit juice, and I forget all that was in it. But then he charred the rosemary to put on top of it. It was beautiful.
I feel like we had an Ernest Hemingway day like that. We did everything that Ernest would do on a typical day. We went to all the bars he liked to frequent.
Except mm-hmm. for write really great literature.
Yeah, we just
except for that part.
We couldn't write.
Except for that part.
We saw the lighthouse he used to use when he got drunk and got home. He would follow the lighthouse.
Shout out.
He's like, I don't know where my house is, so I'm going to just go over there by the lighthouse.
He lived right across the street from the
right
lighthouse.
Across the street from his
That's
lighthouse.
Right.
We found out how much he spent on his pool, which was like $60,000.
Well,
$20,000 then, which probably equates to, I think, $292,000
yeah.
now
wow.
for a pool.
And he also loved the Casa Marina, and that's where we had our dinner. And we met a friend out there, and joining us on the show right now is Robert LaClay. Yes.
Hello.
He's the GM of the DoubleTree in Miami. So if you want to go down there to South Beach and have a good time, this is the man to hit up because you've been with Hilton for 25 years.
25 years this year.
Wow. Congratulations.
Also, something in common.
Yeah.
25 years on this show.
Yeah, Kelly just celebrated
25. Both celebrating 25, yeah.
We're a 100-year-old company, and I've been for 25 years.
And you started from the bottom.
A dishwasher.
Really?
You started as a dishwasher. And now you're the general manager
Correct.
Of the DoubleTree in Miami.
That's pretty impressive. You
yeah.
must have been a very good dishwasher.
That's true. You do every job really well, no matter how small you think the
Absolutely.
Job is, and people
Absolutely.
Know this.
Hotel industry is about knowing what you're doing. So you can go to school and do everything they know, but you still need to go back and go from step one.
And I know Big Al kept asking you where you were, what part of Mexico you were from, because he thought you looked like George Lopez. But you're from Aruba.
I'm from Aruba.
Really? So is George Lopez.
No, he's not.
But I've been confused many times.
I know you have.
So,
you have.
The Hilton just celebrated its 100th birthday.
Correct.
Robert. And so you've been there for a quarter of its life.
A quarter year is amazing.
Man, I saw some cool things. Like John Lennon penned Imagine on a piece of a Hilton napkin or something.
Well, we started in 1954 creating the Piña Colada at the Hilton Caribe.
Yeah.
My friend down there is a GM. We hosted the first Grammys. Beverly Hilton, John Lennon and Yoko Ono had the bed experience in the Hilton in Amsterdam.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, we've been around for
part of history.
Yeah. Part of history.
Freddie Mercury did a crazy little thing called
Love. At the Hilton Munich in 1980.
Do you guys have all these things? Do they let you keep them?
Yes, you do.
You could have a Hilton museum, basically.
We do.
You do? Where's that at?
Walking museum. All of the facts.
It's in Houston?
It's in Houston.
Oh, so there's a Hilton museum in Houston that we can go visit.
Who knew?
Wow.
Now
the
we
brownie.
Knew.
The brownie was invented at the Palmer House, a hotel that would become a Hilton hotel.
Correct.
The brownie.
So you guys invented the brownie, the piña colada, bunch of hit songs.
Room service, you know, mini bars in a room, air conditioning, TVs.
What?
So. Wow.
You guys are the reason we have mini bars?
Yes.
Thank you.
Isn't that
Thank
cool?
You.
It's not me.
We should have a national celebration,
yeah.
A holiday.
That is crazy. And so a lot of hotel chains copied you guys because they're like, oh, it's working for Hilton. We need to jump on board on that.
Absolutely. It's the second best recognized brand name in the world.
So. Yeah. No, everybody knows it's Hilton.
There you go.
You know?
Take me to the Hilton.
And so did you guys have a big old party for the 100th birthday?
We did. We had a great celebration. Spent a lot of money on the employees.
Of course.
We had a great satellite connection with all the Hiltons around the world.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
That was pretty cool. The employees enjoyed it. We had a dancing carnival-style performers afterwards.
Did everybody behave themselves at the 100-year celebration?
Yes, we did.
Okay.
Yes, we did. We did have a couple of toasts.
Yeah,
uh-huh. But it was good.
Okay. Everybody behaved. The celebration stays at the celebration.
Yes.
Yeah, buddy.
No, the staff enjoyed it, especially we bought them great food and we took care of them.
That's cool.
You know, a lot of people I talked to from your team, you guys, the thing I like about the Hilton is that you guys raise your employees up from, like, you started as a dishwasher.
The best part of my job is to be able to change people's life and promote them and get them going and get them transferred to another property.
That's awesome.
So we can always cross promote and cross-train people. We have a homeless hospitality program where we teach some underprivileged people to become hotel people.
Yeah.
So we do a lot. Big Brothers Big Sisters, shout out to them. I've done 3 so far where we shadow Little Brother Big Sisters and we've actually hired them. I've got a great story at the hotel where she was a Big Brothers Big Sisters. She became a PBX operator. Now she's a supervisor.
Wow.
At 22.
At 22?
At 22.
Imagine what we were
She's
doing
She's
going to
be
22.
Better than me.
Mm. Yeah, when you see somebody that's coming up and they're like, oh, that's a good GM potential, I'm going to send you to California. You go out there. Stay very far away from my hotel, please.
No, we keep them for a little bit, develop them, and then we get them out.
And then you get them out and raise them. Man, that is so cool. We had like a heart-to-heart yesterday. He was telling me about all the cool things he's done because of Hilton.
Yes, I know. Deep conversation over there.
Yeah. I didn't get to go check out the room because I wanted to keep talking to Robert about the cool stuff.
I know. Because I'm always about, where's my next vacation going to be?
Right.
And my husband and I, Christmas, we were saying we don't have the kids this year. And so we can either sit at home and be sad we don't have the kids, or we can go to a fabulous property.
Come to the Doubletree.
Yeah.
Yes, because they have so many. And so we got to go look at one of the rooms yesterday where we were, and it was really nice, and some of the history there.
Did you know all that history lesson we got yesterday about the Casa Marina?
Yeah.
Were you aware of all that cool
stuff? I've
been
there so many times, and I love that place, and go fishing down in Casa Marina, and you have a lot of this thing called Mutton's Pond, which is a great fishing time of the year. So there's a lot of stuff to do right there.
Basically, the hotel was built because who's the rich guy, the railroad guy?
Flagler
wanted to have his buddies come have a good time. So he's like, I'll just build a road over to the Key West get this hotel, and then we'll just party out here.
That's a pimp.
And then it turned into what it is today.
Mm-hmm.
And it's grown quite a bit. They have pools right there, right next to the beach.
Yeah, but if you do want to make your holiday reservations, that's like prime time in Florida. So if you're thinking about that over the Christmas, they say December to what is the prime time in Florida?
To April.
December to April.
Yeah.
Please go to travel.hilton.com/keys.
And when you go to the Doubletree in Miami, make sure you save
the Doubletree Grand,
Biscayne
Bay, or the Hilton South Beach.
Ask for Robert LeClay.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. From Aruba.
Thank you for everything, man.
It's so good to meet you.
That was really awesome.
Everybody from Hilton has been so cool on this family vacation with the activities you guys planned for us. The nice little fun ride down to the Key West was
so much drive, isn't it?
It was so much fun. It's just a stretch of
straight shot, man.
With beautiful views the whole way.
Good company, good soundtrack.
Good drinks.
Yeah. And they treat you so well, especially if you're celebrating your birthday.
Birthday.
Speaking of that, apparently it was
awesome.
It was Big Al's birthday.
Is that why he came down?
I don't know, Kelly.
You didn't know?
I think Al heard free shots to birthday people.
Right.
You know what? No. This was not for a shot. That was just a benefit.
Okay. And also, did the Don Cheadles perform? Did they?
Multiple
well,
times.
Well, if you're asking.
Well, I had a few drinks, so I'll find out if we did next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We're out here having a blast at Baker's Cay Resort Key Largo on our family vacation.
Absolutely.
We just talked to Robert from Hilton, and Brittany wrote us and said, hey, I just wanted to give you guys a shout-out. I work as a housekeeper for Hilton in my area, and it feels so good to hear them treat us and treat you so well. Mm-hmm. I love the company I work for, and I'm so glad to hear that you guys are enjoying your time.
How about that?
Yeah. Yeah, so shout-out to all our friends that work for Hilton listening this week with us. Man, we had a really cool... We went down to the Keys, to the Key West.
To Key West.
Everybody says if you come down, man, you got to go to Duval Street. So
it's
like,
Bourbon Street down here.
Basically,
it's where the bars are, the restaurants are. It's really, really cool. And I've never taken a food tour before, but shout out to Annalise Smith from Key West Food Tours.
Yeah.
It was really cool. I mean, it was like we were local people. We got to go to the locally owned restaurants and bars and bars and restaurants.
Yeah, we basically did drink, eat a little bit.
Yeah.
Drink, eat a little bit.
Yeah.
Drink.
Very cool, though.
Sing a little bit.
Yeah. It was very, very cool.
It was
cool.
So much
coming
fun.
Coming down here, make sure you do that.
Now, we went to this restaurant. Where was it Daytona? We went to Sloppy Joe's. But they told us, all they talked about was like, Ernest Hemingway used to go to the original one. Remember, we talked about it, and then...
Yes.
And Elise told us, yeah, we have the original down here. I'm going to take you guys to it. And we walked in. They have a wall for Ernest Hemingway there.
A lot of Ernest Hemingway lookalikes.
Those were all
including our own.
Including, yeah, we brought our own.
Yeah, white cheddar. I had no idea you looked so much like Ernest Hemingway.
I had no idea.
Yeah, Ernest Hemingway is a nice looking dude with a nice beard.
Yeah.
Oh, I looked like him either.
Yeah, you did. I mean, I saw that picture of a black guy in Ernest Hemingway. I'm like, dude, me and you got to, we have to emulate that same picture.
Yeah.
My beard is getting white. Justin wants to dye it, but.
You want to dye? I have some in my room.
Dye it blonde or light brown. Yeah. One of those.
Yeah, dye
you can't go red because then it just looks
bad.
You look too fiery right there.
You can't do that.
Speaking of red, we went to an Irish place before we went to Sloppy Joe's. Irish Kevin.
Yeah.
And there's a dude up there.
Just singing away. I think he's the owner, I guess.
He's Irish.
He's Irish.
Sure, I believe.
And he's making fun of people and having a good time and bringing people up on stage.
You know I can relate because that's kind of what I do.
Next thing, I was sitting at the bar. Next thing I know, Cheddar's looking at me. He's like, dude, Al's going up there. And I look over, and Al sure is going up there.
Well, he said hello, and I said hello. And he said, are we celebrating anything, any birthdays? And I said, yeah. Hello, I raised my hand.
He asked if anybody in the bar was, and Al, of course, raised his hand.
So you raised your hand.
Anything to get on stage.
So about 30 seconds later, the entire bar is doing this for Big Al.
So we're going to get everyone in the bar to sing for Big Al.
Big Al.
See, for long-time listeners, they've been deceived all of these years, thinking my birthday was December 19th.
Mm.
And actually, it was, what was yesterday?
June 26th. I guess it was your half birthday, if you think
kind
about it.
Kind of. Halfsies.
We're not close.
Halfsies. Half birthday.
Yeah. How old did you turn?
27.
That's right.
Beautiful.
According to Facebook and Bumble.
Happy birthday, buddy.
Thank you. Sure. Thank you.
Did he ask you if you wanted to sing after we sang you happy birthday?
He was a mic hog.
Did you see Al trying to take the mic and the man was pulling it away from Al?
It's
his microphone. It's his bar.
You don't own this bar.
Oh, it's his stage. Over.
You give me a microphone in a bar and I just go into a different mode.
Which is so funny because that's what Big Al does at his own bar, too.
Right.
Taking the microphone from everybody
else.
Right.
That's why I bought a bar so I can talk on the microphone.
Sure. Yeah, but he was not having any of it. But he said, hey, what song do you want to sing? Pick a song you know extremely well.
And I picked two or three and he didn't know them. And so I said, hey, how about some Lean On Me?
All right. Did Al know Lean On Me well enough to sing in front of people?
Big Al is going to sing for you. Are you ready? Yeah! Everybody join me. Everybody join me. Join me for the person singing on this beat. Join me in the fun of the preacher.
Start singing.
Let's hear from Pastor Big Al.
I've been alive. We all have pain. We all
It's kind of falling apart. He was going a little fast for me. Maybe we have to rehearse. We should go back and rehearse.
We cut out the part where you messed up and didn't know the words.
That was very kind of you.
Yes.
Well, he just kept going and going and going.
All I was doing was like, everybody around the bar is looking like, I thought he said he knew the song.
Yeah, I did, kind of, sort of.
So then you asked for a song, and here's the thing. Annalise had said, hey, I might be able to get you guys on stage at Sloppy Joe's because they have a stage and there's a guy there that's pretty well known here. And
I kind of tuned out on the at Sloppy Joe's part.
Yeah, yeah. So we had already been given a gig.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know? But it wasn't at this
We're
bar.
Basically on Big Al's tour right
it
now.
Wasn't, yeah, it wasn't at this place. So yeah. I'm like, oh, I'm on stage. I'm here. I might as well go off into my set.
And he decides to go with the song we're supposed to sing at the next stop while right. I'm sitting there giving him puppy eyes and he's cheating on me with this guy and a guitar. And he decides to sing Buy Me a Boat. And, of course, that gentleman had no idea what song that was.
Nope.
So Big Al Max still went for it.
Yep.
Just
plays
look at like, I don't know
the song. Show must go on.
I needed you.
I needed you.
You needed me for the lyrics.
I needed you, bro. I was a little out of my element.
So I was a little hurt.
Well, I didn't mean to hurt you, JC. I just, like I said, my sign came on. It was just on.
And I was contemplating whether or not I should play with Big Al Mack when we got to Sloppy Joe's.
Sloppy Joe folks were so nice. I mean, normally when you get up there, like I said, it was kind of prearranged.
Yeah.
You get up there and there's a musician playing. Sometimes they don't want you to play their guitar.
Yeah, the general manager.
Very nice.
We walked in and the general manager was like, yeah, man, I'll ask him, but you know how guitars work. I was like, totally understand, man.
Yeah.
And at that point when we walked in, I sensed myself. I felt the shot that Justin and I took, and I said, it's totally not an issue if he says no to me playing his guitar.
Right.
I am totally cool with that.
I can play with him, no problem.
Because I
can sing with him.
I had also witnessed that Big Al forgot the lyrics to a song he sings basically every day. And I had also realized that I haven't played this song in probably...
It's been a while.
It's been fully. We've played parody songs of it, which is just one run, yeah. And it's done. This is the whole song. I haven't played that in probably... 3 years.
A long time.
Are you telling me the Don Cheadles have not been practicing?
Practice?
Yes.
Okay.
You talk about practice?
Dude, come on.
By the way, from the text.
We're prime time.
I got contact embarrassment from Big Al.
Contact embarrassment.
So the artist let me borrow the guitar.
Yes.
We got up there. And it was packed.
Now, keep in mind.
There's a lot of people at Sloppy Joe's.
The place is packed, and we're probably, let's see, by this time it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon. We've been drinking since, we're good, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah. So, and I get up there, I'm handed the guitar, and I strum it once because I want to hear where my sound's coming from. I don't hear nothing. I hear nothing. And I look at Al, and Al looks, you ready, JC?
He goes, wait, I'm waiting on you, buddy.
I go ahead. So I'm playing the guitar. I don't know what I'm playing. Hopefully I hit the right chords. This
pack
is
Pack Bar,
pack
Sloppy
bar.
Joe's.
Yeah, they actually let us sing in front of people, and I'm glad they stayed there. I think.
Good, JC.
Okay. Nice. I did an audible.
One more.
tonight. Encore.
Now goes, that's it.
And now we're going to play something from my new album.
I was embarrassed when I got off stage.
Yeah. Was that the swan song? Was that it?
Well, JC left the stage.
You wouldn't leave the stage.
I did not get the cue that was time for us to leave.
The other musician's ready to go back up there.
Yeah, he's trying.
I have three things that I need more than anything in life. A full bar, a captive audience, and a microphone.
Yeah, but you forget. People here don't know who you are. Yeah,
I don't care.
And you're up there
for five minutes. It's one thing, you know?
Going, where are you from? Where are you from?
Do you listen to the Kid Craddock Morning Show? No.
You should.
Yeah, right? It's real helpful.
Oh, it was so much fun.
I handed the guitar back to me. I handed the guitar back, and I looked down and was like, I'm sorry, bro.
I know.
Big
Al's Key West tour.
That was so much fun.
A show to
Thank
see.
You,
we should have
bought
a t-shirt.
Oh,
something.
Yes.
We did.
I'm wearing my Sloppy Toes right now.
Yeah. Oh, they're the same color.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mark.
Yeah.
That's your name, right?
Mark hooked it up.
Mark's hooked us up.
Even after we performed, I was like, you don't have to, man. We almost drove everybody out of Sloppy Joe's. Everybody stayed, though.
Yeah.
Because, you know, good drinks, good food, why not?
And fitting, because Big Al's performance was sloppy.
Thank you. It really was.
Was that the end of the Don Cheadles? Well, nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
They don't practice. They just perform.
Yeah, that's all we do. Yeah. We're performers, not practicers.
Y'all are great.
Thank you, Anna. All right, coming up next, we do have your Showbiz Top 5. We got to catch you up.
No,
we don't have your Showbiz Top 5.
No.
Sorry about that. No.
Way too early for that.
We have some friends. Some animal friends that are going to join us. And if you looked at my Instagram story, you already know what kind of animals we're bringing in here. Why was Anna climbing over the table? You'll meet them next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Here at Baker's K Resort Key Largo, having a blast. Again, KidNation.com if you want to go check out the pictures. KidNation.com/vote if you want to vote for your favorite picture.
Is there a deli here? I may run to the deli during this segment.
We have food next door, Big Al, man.
Oh.
Are you afraid you're going to become food for one of these guests?
Possibly.
All right. Well, we're welcoming him back on the show. Scott is here. He's the director of activities here at Baker's K with Maya. Maya's taking a nap right now.
Nice to doggy.
But you didn't just bring Maya today, Scott. You brought a friend who brought friends.
Yep, so I've got with me here Luke from the Everglades Alligator Farm. They come to the resort every other Thursday, and they bring along with them some snakes and some alligators every time. It's a different show, and we bring them for the guests to hold and take pictures with, and it's a great time.
This is great for kids. I see a lot of kids here at Baker's K, so the kids probably flock over to you, Luke, when you come on by with these animals, right?
Oh, yeah. When I show up, the first thing is just a mass crowd of kids, people, and a lot of times the kids, you know, never experienced anything like this, sometimes from out of the country, and just surreal that there's an alligator on the beach.
Now, for people that are really scared, like Anna over here is climbing on Kelly, or Big Al.
Yeah, we're on this side.
I'm okay on this side of the room right over here.
These animals are not going to harm us. They're really nice. I see the alligator's got a...
Are the animals offended when we are this afraid of them?
No, because...
They don't have feelings.
No, they're sharing the same exact mindset as you.
They're exploring. Yeah, they just want to explore.
Yeah.
They're not going to do anything bad. I mean, they squeeze your head a little bit.
Yeah, you've had that snake, Max, who looks to be a boa constrictor because he has a striking resemblance to a pair of boots that I bought.
Wow. Let's sit down in front of Luke.
He was crawling all around JC's head and his hat earlier.
It's on my Insta story if you want to check it out, at JSI5. How old is this snake, Max?
Well, Max came to us as a rescue. Someone had him for a number of years. I don't know exactly how long. And they dropped him off to us. So he's been working with me, educating people, you know, about his species. And he's actually a ball python, yep.
Ah. Mm-hmm. So you're still learning about Max. So we don't know how old he is.
Exactly, yep.
How do you know he's a boy?
Just usually by size. I haven't actually, you know.
Yeah, gotcha.
Figured that part
out.
Right,
right.
Yeah, it's a little in-depth process.
Well, Max could be Maxine. So
yeah, we could change it easily.
Don't make sex.
Yeah. Oh, what are these holes on the
front? Why do you keep putting him closer to us?
Oh, sorry. Because I'm admiring his face.
Admire him that way.
He's got like a bunch of holes on the front of his, by his mouth. Is that his nose?
There's two holes right at the tip of his nose, and that is his nose, his nostrils where he breathes. And the ones around his face, those are heat-sensing pits.
Oh. What, heat-sensing pits?
Yeah, so he can see your body heat.
But they smell with their tongue, right?
That's right.
They also smell with the tongue?
Yeah, he's really cool. And you also have one that Alan is holding. Who's that one?
That's an albino something, right?
Actually, a little crazier than that. It's a blue-eyed leucistic ball python.
Oh, that sounds dope.
Leucistic.
Sounds like a Yu-Gi-Oh card.
So he gets her name Lucy.
Lucy.
So it's not considered an albino because of its color? It's...
No, the albinos would they would be have a yellow pattern,
oh,
kind of like what that guy is, but just reversed with yellow. And then they would also have red eyes, and she has blue eyes.
Oh, okay. Oh. Well, see, look at me. I don't even now learn something
right?
from afar.
And Max is are Max and Lucy dating? Because he's looking at her right now, like, hey, what's up, girl?
We keep them in separate condos.
Oh, they don't get along.
Oh, they get along, but I don't need them to get along that way.
Okay. Yeah. Then you got Max Jr. happening probably. Okay,
gotcha.
I see you.
Gotcha.
Okay, my man.
Now, how do you tell if they're angry?
Usually they'll be making some noise at you.
They'll bite you.
Yeah, they can talk.
Can you tell, like, what kind of noise? Like,
yeah, just like a...
Oh.
Okay. Yeah, I don't want to hear that.
How do you tell when they're happy?
Well, they're not biting, so they seem pretty happy right now. Yeah, they're just crawling around, exploring, squeezing heads.
Right. Have any of these bitten you?
Yes.
Which
she
one?
Did when she was a baby, and it was because I was dangling a rat in front of her,
okay,
and she missed the rat and grabbed me.
Oh, what's that feel like?
Slightly unpleasant.
It's like a pinch?
Yeah.
No poison?
A little needle teeth.
Okay.
Were you scared?
No venom, no poison. We're good.
Okay.
So
what about this gator over here? What's up with him?
This gator, he's very excited to be here today. His name is Wally. He's about 2 or 3 years old.
Okay.
Right between
that
age.
Wow.
Yeah.
Can you believe that? I couldn't believe how, slow they grow.
Like, they're like humans.
Yeah. Like, I can't believe they survive in the wild being this small, being 3 years.
So how big is this Wally now at 2 or 3 years old? What would you say?
If you measured them all together, he's probably about
3 feet, maybe?
3.5 feet, somewhere in there.
And how much does he weigh?
Probably like 15, Scott.
Yeah, 15.
And how big 10, will he get?
Well, if it's a male, he can get upwards of, 14 feet, maybe a little bigger.
Will you still bring him in every Thursday when he's that big?
Yeah, only if Scott lets me.
I'll be checking out. I'm sorry. I love you. I love you.
So you'll still be taking care of him when he's 15 feet long?
Yeah, more than likely.
Because these won't be released into the wild because now they've been around people too much? Is that the thinking behind it?
Yeah, the key with crocodilians, if you feed them, that eliminates their fear of people, which is why we urge people, we try to educate everyone that comes to our park, don't feed the alligators while you're here. If you do that, it'll make them very dangerous, and trappers will usually come out and they'll have to get rid of that, what we call a nuisance alligator.
Oh, okay.
Because they're not scared of us.
Exactly. Instead of running away, they're going to approach you, because why would they fear something
that gives them food?
Exactly. Yep.
Or it could be food.
Right.
That's the problem. You don't have food, you become food.
How long do they live, alligators?
Usually in the wild, maybe 40 to 60 years old.
What?
Somewhere in there.
Wow.
So he's got a long way to go.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever wrestled one?
I have. It was my job for quite a while.
You wrestled
you
alligators?
You are a professional gator wrestler?
Yep.
All right.
What?
With all 5 fingers.
Wow.
And that's how you lost your hand?
No, just birth. Just more like that.
Oh.
Just one lucky one.
I thought that's what you were trying to say.
So, didn't you think that? So, Luke, if I encounter an alligator out in the wild, right, and he's been fed, so homeboy's not afraid of me and he's approaching me, what's the best way to wrestle him?
Don't wrestle him.
Oh, okay.
Don't. Yeah.
But how do you even get that in your head? Like, I need a part-time job or a little income. I'm going to go wrestle gators. Is that crazy? And
I go to ZipRecruiter.com. They got hundreds of jobs available.
I was born and raised in Florida, and the alligator farm that I actually work at, or park, I used to go to as a kid, take the airboat rides, watch the alligator shows, and one of the guys recognized me because I was working the bait shop, and he asked me if I wanted a job, and I said yes, and sure enough, here we are, 7 years later.
Yeah. What's your record?
Crazy.
Are you undefeated?
And alligator wrestling? Yeah. No.
You lost a couple?
Yeah. I caught a few teeth a couple times.
It's okay, though.
Yeah.
See?
I saw a guy on the news this morning.
According to George, he's undefeated, by the way. Boston George is undefeated when it comes to wrestling alligators.
I saw a guy on the news this morning. It was a saddest story. This older gentleman, I think he was local, his tortoise ran away, which is kind of ironic, right?
Yeah,
but he has him on surveillance cameras. He's had them for 50 years. And do you find it when you find a tortoise? Do you just automatically call the organization, say if anybody's missing a tortoise? Or I want to know what to do if I spot this guy.
If you spot him, go ahead and pick him up because he's probably going to be looking for a free meal.
Yeah.
and also
he's 150 pounds.
Yeah, okay. Team lift him.
The biggin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what most people don't realize is when you get a tortoise, they like to dig. So they can dig clear out of someone's yard. And I was fishing maybe a year ago, and one of my friends walked away to fish and walked back with a tortoise. And the tortoise walked right up to him and bumped into his leg looking for something to eat. Because he dug out of someone's yard, and he just found him.
Wow.
All right, so definitely help them if you see them out there.
But make sure you know what kind it is. We have gopher tortoises in Florida. If you get caught with one of those,
you're in trouble.
FWC's not going to appreciate that very
gotcha.
Much.
Gotcha.
By the way, Maya was so protective over the alligator. She was making sure he was good, sniffing him, right by, still by his side. Yeah, Scott, do you want to take it home so that Maya has a friend?
She definitely gets really nervous for her dad, I think, around the alligators.
Do it now before he gets 14 feet long.
Yeah, man. Well, Luke, this is really cool. So you show up every Thursday with these animals, and the kids could play with them, and the adults can hold them and all that good stuff?
Every other Thursday.
Every other Thursday.
Yeah.
When you come to Baker's Cay Resort, Key Largo. Any of you guys want to overcome your fear today?
No, I'm good.
Yeah, Anna, come over here.
I think there's a healthy fear you can have for certain animals.
Yep. But what about these guys? They're nice. Look.
That's fine. Don't kick them.
That's fine. Y'all keep them right over there.
Yes, Anna, you can talk into my mic. Go ahead.
I'll talk to Kelly's mic over here. I will say, like, I have, like, a true, like, irrational fear of snakes, but having you guys here with them, like, makes me feel so much better about it. I do feel like I'm getting closer.
Like you're dipping your toe into
the water. I'm dipping my toe into the water, so thank you guys for having them here. I feel so much better.
I was in the same boat just a year ago, like, when I first moved down here, terrified of snakes. Would never see me holding a snake, but then went to see Luke at Everglades Alligator Farm and did one of the experiences, the private tours with him, which I highly recommend doing. It's an amazing experience. You go and you hold snakes, you feed the alligators, you hold the alligators. Yeah, it's a really, really cool tour topped off by an airboat ride through the Everglades. So, highly recommend it.
This is the closest I've ever been to a snake.
Yeah.
Really?
Thank you guys for all the activities that y'all have done. Thank you for not having alligator wrestling on the itinerary.
That's the angry gator.
That's the next couple's challenge, Big Al.
Yeah, you upset the alligator, Al.
Sorry, bud. Yeah. Wally.
He's moving over there. Is he pretty strong, Scott?
She's so strong.
For a little baby?
Yeah.
Max. No.
What are your thoughts on people sleeping with snakes? Like, people let their dog sleep in the bed with them. I had a friend who had a friend who let her snake sleep with her in her bed. But it was just out of the normal for me.
I've done a lot of crazy things. I wouldn't sleep with a snake.
Snake, because usually snakes coil up when they sleep, right? But the snake wasn't coiling up. It was, like, lengthening itself, like, to her body.
So I think you're making up conversations.
I was listening to the guy that wrestled.
And then she was talking to a vet, and she said that the snake is sizing itself up to see if you can eat it, if it can eat her.
See, even if the snake is a little bit longer than she is, there's no way that snake can fit her in its stomach. It has to be significantly longer.
Right.
And at that point, you're going to look at it twice when you're going to sleep saying, I don't think this is good.
Yeah.
But still, that's why they make aquariums. So go ahead and put them in there where you're going to sleep, people.
Or oceans or something. Swamps.
Thank you for bringing all your pets out here, Luke. This is really cool.
Thank you, Luke.
Thank you for having us, guys.
And keep on. Go to KidNation.com. We'll post the pictures of all these cool animals so you can check them out.
And if you come to Florida, you can go, like you said, you book a private tour. You can have some one-on-one experiences.
Great. This is awesome.
I did see a manatee in the ocean the other day.
I know. I'm so jealous.
They're like dogs, Scott. He was just chilling out there. He was letting us be around him. And then he just went away. He was huge.
Yeah, but you don't feed them. That's what we've learned. It's really important.
Them.
Don't feed any of the wildlife here. Yeah.
Wait a minute. Do snakes pee?
They do.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, they
do. Asking for any reason in particular?
Asking for a friend. It's okay, Max. Nobody's laughing at you, buddy.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
I got a text right here from a Kid Nation member I want to read you guys.
Okay.
And you'll probably remember because they stopped by after the show one day. But it says, Happy Wednesday. This is Danielle Harvey from Georgia. My daughter Jordan, her boyfriend Tucker, and I came to meet you guys last Monday on the way to the National Beta Club Convention in Oklahoma City.
Yes.
Remember this, okay?
Yes.
And I just wanted to let you guys know how much it meant to us. Thank you so much for a real dream come true. Also, news update, Jordan placed first in her poetry competition.
Right.
Hey, Jordan! You're the Michael Jordan of poetry, apparently.
There you go.
Congratulations.
Awesome.
Speaking of Kid Nation members, we did run into one yesterday.
On her honeymoon.
Yeah, Casa Marina. We just heard her yell, "Is that the love expert?"
It was me, yes.
Kelly Raspberry, yeah. So we ran into a few people out here vacationing, having a blast in the Keys. But Kelly, you were looking apparently very delicious yesterday.
I still got it, JC, apparently.
You still got it.
Yeah, I got separated from our group. We were walking at the southernmost part of the United States.
Yeah, it says we're like 90 miles from Cuba.
Yes.
Which we learned the lady who broke the world record does not like that it says 90 because she says it's closer to 100.
It's like 98 or 99.
Yeah, they said it was actually, it was so interesting the way things, you know, happen historically.
Yeah.
That the President Kennedy was giving a speech about Cuba, and the speechwriter didn't think 100 miles sounded as good as 90 miles. So he changed it.
Yeah.
So it became, so now people think it's 90 miles, which actually longer. So anyway, we're getting in line because it's a tourist attraction, and I got separated from the group because a car was coming down the street, and then this couple pulled up in a golf cart and said, "Hey, we don't want to stand in line. Can you just take a picture of us with this monument behind us?" So I was like, okay. So I'm standing there taking their picture, and y'all are all in line waiting for me, and then this car pulls up, and it's three men.
Yeah.
And the man in the front passenger seat rolls down the window and says, "Hey."
"Oh, what?"
He said, "What you doing? You looking good today." He told me I looked radiant.
Well, you were standing on a corner, Kelly.
What's wrong with standing on a corner?
I'm just saying. I mean, you know,
everybody standing on a corner. You're saying women
could
are
be misconstrued.
Just,
you know, hey,
misconstrued as what?
Hey there, you're looking good. I'm just saying. You did look radiant, though, Kelly. Okay.
No, you were saying I look like a prostitute. Would you like to continue with that line?
I didn't say that at all.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, it doesn't matter what you think.
That's right.
That's not the only time I'll put his.
Did you see how territorial
Kelly.
My husband got over me?
Yeah. Yeah. He was throwing daggers with his eyes.
Yeah, he was
staying safely way over there.
I didn't want to lose his place.
He's like not the least bit concerned. He's like, she's got this.
I don't know if you've noticed that, but Alan brought guns.
Yeah, he did. The gun show was in the house.
You got tank out, so he's showing you what he's
got.
Yeah, buddy.
But I was like waiting for this to kind of wrap up the whole hitting on thing. I've got my ring there. I'm like, thank you.
Yeah.
And there was no end game. He like never went for it. No, he just kept telling me I was radiant and making those sounds at me.
Oh. Mm.
What does that mean?
That one. This.
Were they cute?
Yeah. You know. If I was a single woman, I would say yes.
Oh!
But I'm not.
Kelly got gay.
Did you block out the dumb thing Al said after you told us that those guys were hitting on you?
I block out dumb things all the time.
Al decided, what would you say, Al?
He said basically the men were dumb for hitting on me.
The dumbest was.
Yes. I was trying to make a joke because we're standing at these.
And see, people get so mad at me. Anna, this is the thing. People get so mad at me because I'm mean to Big Al.
You are, incredibly.
And this stuff I put up with nonstop.
The people behind us in line when you said that were like, oh, this guy, I think he's going to
die. They don't know the love
that
Kelly and I share.
No, but see, you're not funny. You're just mean.
That's a fine line, Kelly.
He said they were dumb to have hit on me, I believe is what he said.
I said we're standing here with the
dumbest
people in America. Yeah.
And it fell flat in front of everybody.
It did.
Then we were Duval Street had a bunch of cool shops too.
Yeah, they were so cool. A lot of bars. We passed the Gay Strip. It was pretty nice. All rainbow crosswalks and everything like that. And then I saw a whole bunch of shirts, stores with T-shirts in them. And I'm like, this is where Big Al gets his fashion. Like all these souvenir gift shop shirts with sayings on them.
Pretty much. Yeah.
And so I found some shirts that could relate to all of us. So here's a shirt for Cardi B's legal team. A good lawyer knows the law. A great lawyer knows the judge.
I like that one.
Here's a shirt for Big Al.
Okay.
I'm not gay, but $20 is $20.
You know what's funny? Justin was living his life when we were in the neighborhood, and Al goes, "Justin's in his element, and I'm in my element." And Al was sitting in a bar, but what Al didn't notice is that he was in a gay bar.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
Here's a shirt for Kelly.
Okay.
Not only am I perfect, but I'm also a redhead.
Oh, hey! Very nice.
A shirt for JC. I don't have ADD. It's just that, oh, look, a squirrel. Here's a shirt for Alan. Uh-huh. This used to be a T-shirt, but my muscles ripped off the sleeve.
Hey. Oh, sun's out, guns out.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Here's a shirt for Anna. Girl, this shirt. Okay. Okay.
I'm nervous.
Well,
nervous too.
It says,
I put tajin on my tajin.
Anna's been traveling with this little travel-sized tajin in her purse the whole time.
I put it on everything.
Everything. She put it on my beer yesterday. It was clutch.
And it was great.
And we also put it in our pasta, which was
really good,
too.
Yeah, we did put it in our pasta.
Oh, you did?
Oh. And then I also put it on my little bag of Cheetos.
Hey.
I'm out.
And then for people who are short and have big personalities, it says, I'm not short. I'm just fun-sized.
Aww. I like that.
Yes. That's and those cute. Are all the cool t-shirts that I sell today.
Now, if you're wondering why Justin's reading, it's because he's too broke to buy them for us.
Yeah. I could have gotten them, but...
why buy them when you could read them
off? $20
is $20. $20 is $20. There you go.
Man. Today, we're going to have a blast.
What are we doing?
We're going to go feed fish.
Nice.
So, I heard we're supposed to put our whole hand in there.
Wait, what?
Yeah. And then let the fish come up. That's what I heard we're supposed
to
do.
Wait.
Isn't that like a...
What?
Tarpon? Is that what we're feeding
tarpon?
Today?
Is that how you feed tarpon?
No, I don't think you're supposed to do that, but some guy told me on the side. I don't think we're supposed to, but I'm going to try it maybe.
Okay.
And then we're going to go kayaking through the mangroves.
Ooh.
At John Penn Camp? Is that where... Penn Camp?
This is where relationships can really be tested.
Why is that?
It's when couples try kayaking together, right?
Yeah,
but
I would
you have to have like
so.
The right rhythm.
Uh-huh.
You have to work together to make it go forward in a straight line.
Are you feeling like your good attitude is maybe leaving vacation early, Kelly?
No, I'm just saying your relationships can be tested.
Okay, are we getting singles or doubles?
It's doubles. I heard
we're going doubles. Oh yeah, there's going to be some couple fighting.
Oh,
it's going to be racing.
Challenge. It's going to be a challenge.
Next couple's challenge, Big Al. We both have muscles. We got to win this one.
I'm down.
Not saying that Kelly doesn't have it.
It's not always about muscles. Yeah. It's about skill and technique.
We'll have the heaviest kayak, dude. Have you looked at us?
Have you looked at you? I'm looking slender right now.
Yeah, everybody's talking about, man, we've been eating and drinking so much this trip. We've all gained weight, except for Justin. He's like, I think I'm skinny.
Walk around eating
feeling so slim.
Yeah,
just out here looking good. Yeah, I feel like we've been good.
Yeah.
We've been walking a lot.
I've been eating vegetables and I've been walking. I'm so skinny.
This is the best diet program I've ever been on.
We've been eating
healthy Largo.
We're eating fresh caught fish basically every night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had to go catch my food. Of course I'm losing weight.
Yeah. You probably are losing weight, man.
I may be. I mean, I've had a lot of fish. I mean, it's not just fish. Fish is good, you know, but I've had a lot of fish.
All of us have been to the gym.
Yeah, I passed by. It's right there.
This
lady just asked me where the gym was. I said, it's right there, and I pointed at it. I said, I'm not going there, but there it is.
Yeah, we were trying to get out to go to the gym all week long.
It's all right. It's all right. I'll go when we get back. Today. Maybe today.
Yeah.
It's right there. It's waiting on us.
It's 20 feet away from where we're doing the show right now.
I know.
Yeah.
There's people in there sweating. I mean, sweating.
That's typically what you do at the gym. Yes, yeah. Out, man.
Sweat right. Out.
Yeah. Speaking of sweating, we're sweating it with a picture competition going on right now. You can vote for your favorite picture for our couples competition at kidnation.com/vote. And we do have an update. Russ Face is telling me it's actually closer than we might think.
Uh-oh.
Oh. It's really, really close.
Good news, Big Al.
We shall find out. Well, I hope so.
You can go look at those pictures again. KidNation.com/vote. We'll give you that update when we come back next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Out here having a blast at Baker's Cave Resort Key Largo on our family vacation. Part-time Justin, a text came in after you read us off the shirts that you found
on
the Ball Street. You found them. You didn't buy them because obviously, you know.
$20 is $20.
Bro, like. But what about a t-shirt for White Cheddar or Kinsey?
Oh, I have those too.
You do? Oh, okay. You missed some, sir.
Yes. Yeah. And some people probably even get more shirts, you know.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, yay.
Okay.
One for Big Al I found was, I can't brain today. I have the dumb.
I'm down with that.
No.
I'm down with that. I actually would buy that shirt. You take me to that shirt, I will buy it.
No, and no doubt I know.
All right, we'll buy that.
You have a whole bunch of shirts like that.
What was that again?
I can't brain today. I have the dumb.
I would so wear that shirt.
That is actually a pretty good shirt.
This is something, this is perfect for Robert.
White cheddar.
You say nothing is impossible, but you do nothing every day.
That's pretty good.
I like it. If that ain't on brand 100%.
Right.
Okay, Kinsey. Oh. I'm just a girl standing in front of a salad asking it to be a cupcake.
Yeah, like that.
And then the last one I found, this one was for Jenna, and okay. It says, sorry I'm late, I didn't want to come.
Touche, yeah.
Oh, those are some good shirts. We need to give Justin a raise the next time he could buy it for us.
Yeah, next time I will.
All right, we do need to give an update here. Russ Face, or hello. Anna, who's been keeping track of this?
Russ has the numbers, but he did tell me how everything is going, unless there was an update in the last 15 minutes.
We're
okay.
Talking about the photo shoot.
The photo shoot, yes. The couple,
competition.
Part of a couple's challenge was for you guys to take a couple's photo, and they're all up at kidnation.com/vote, so you guys can go vote for your favorite couple. And the update on the votes.
Okay.
It is very, very close, you guys.
Over 90,000 votes, right?
Over 90,000 votes.
How close, Russ? Is it 100 votes? Is it 50? Is it with it? What's the range here we're looking at?
Margin. Yeah.
Third and fourth are actually within about 500 votes of each other.
Okay.
And keep in mind, now we're over 100,000 votes.
Wow. So, good job, Kid Nation.
Percentage wise, it's not very much. And then the difference between first place and last place is about 5,000 votes.
That could come up real quick.
And there's all day. So you have all day today.
Till midnight.
To vote. And so, yes. In last place, we have Big Al and Part-Time Justin.
Still?
Still? Yes. But within...
You're bringing me down, Justin.
Al, are you mad that you went through with that picture?
I'm mad, but I'm almost not mad that it's in last place, but I'm still mad that I did everything I did to be in first place, and we're still in last place.
Have any
sense at all?
Have any of the super homeboys or the homies back home or mom texted you?
I'm not checking them. I'm not checking them right now. No, because I'm
starting to regret the picture that we went with. You know,
I told you.
Maybe we shouldn't have made out because we had another photo where we made hearts with our hands and feet, and I added that next to the Instagram picture too, and people are saying. That one was the one that we should have entered.
Yeah.
Mm. So,
because it looked like Al was way more into you than you were the Big Al.
And then, but I guess within the 500 votes, in third place is Jenna and Juan Snow.
Okay.
All right.
And then in second place,
No Shift,
Kelly and Alan. And then JC and Kinsey remain in the lead.
Okay.
This is
how
good.
Can we overtake them, honey?
I think CNN just declared JC and Kinsey the winner.
Wow.
Just kidding.
That's an election joke.
Political joke.
Election joke.
That's an election joke.
Yeah, we have a popular vote, but.
Actually, this just in the last 5 minutes.
Breaking.
A little change.
Uh-oh.
Big Al and Justin, you're in third.
Don't want to be last.
Well, that doesn't mean who's in last.
That's the West Coast votes just coming in.
We're assuming it's Jenna. Okay, Jenna
has
been bumped last. Okay.
Wet one.
Oh. Yeah, go give him a kiss to celebrate.
Celebratory kiss.
Yes.
Yeah.
Third is right where you want to be.
Yeah. I'm right. I'm cool being third. Yes.
Yeah, buddy.
Nestled right there.
It's all
there.
About not losing on this
yes.
show.
That's all it
that's
is.
All
it's
I
not
want.
About winning. It's about not losing.
Don't be last.
Mm-hmm.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.